and I think that was a good feature to add to the game. As well as, you know, I started playing on the Door version. I liked a lot of the nuances of playing the Door that you didn't have anymore with the ACS version.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to see the version as it stands right now. I think it's far superior to the major DBS version.
Right. Well, what we've seen over the past 2 years in itself has been phenomenal. We have seen a gentleman, JP, John Pritchett. I hope he's listening tonight. You did tell him you were coming on, right?
Yeah, he knows I did.
Hey, John.
He's a pretty busy guy.
Well, John, we hope you're part of the audience out there and were able to get in before everybody got locked out of here. John, to me, in all sincerity, like I told you on the phone earlier today, I do bust him, you know, get a little frustrated once in a while and call him and email with him trying to get the typical bugs worked out of the beta version of TWGS and so on like that, because I'm a remote sysop and I have to put up with the yelling ear of the ISP every time it crashes their system. And, you know, I get a little irritated, but you know what? John Pritchett has a heart probably the size of Alaska and Texas combined to even consider catering to such an audience of people. I gave you my version of it. I'm not going to say it on the air, on the phone earlier today. But, you know, here he's taking a text game that a bunch of junkies, okay, sit down and waste a lifetime away playing. And Space Ghost is really cringing right now because I say it's a stupid text game. And I've got every single game. I've got StarCraft. I've got all these neat games up here that I went to Walmart or down to the computer store and bought, and I plug in, and I get all these three-dimensional, you know, X-Wing. God, I was X-Wing, you know, fanatic. You know, and you get in there and you play them, and I hate, like, Trade Wars. Trade Wars is a brain game. It's a game of real strategy. I mean, it's based on what the person knows in a war and building a civilization. And you can't get
it. I like to think of it as like a Risk.
Yeah.
I've never really played Risk a whole lot. The thing about Trade Wars that appeals to me, and I play, you know, other games. I don't play as many as I used to now. But I get bored pretty quickly with, like, Diablo 2.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, StarCraft, I think I played that for a couple months, and I just got bored with it because it seems like you're doing the same thing over and over to really no end.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Trade Wars, you're doing the same thing over and over again. But, you know, every time a game starts, you start from scratch, and you're trying to dominate, you know, 15 or 20 or, you know, back in the major BBS days, I mean, there would be 100 people
right
playing in a game. The thing that makes Trade Wars have as much longevity as it has is that it's a combination of being a multiplayer, interactive strategy game, as well as a role-playing fantasy type game, and the tech graphics actually offer probably better graphics than the 3D graphics because you're using your own imagination.
That's the key word. I was fixing to interrupt you a few seconds ago. Like, no, let me see if he's going to hit the key word there, and that's right. The difference between playing StarCraft and Trade Wars, in my opinion, is imagination. Okay? You get in there, you see the same graphics over and over again. Okay? You get in there and you build your little world or universe and build all your stuff to build up to be able to go to the battle and kill all these demons or whatever they call them in the StarCraft game. And it pretty much becomes a visual thing. The difference between Trade Wars is the visuality comes in your mind. It's imagination.
That's right.
And, you know, there's no limit to the imagination. Who said that best? Walt Disney. you know, when you've got the imagination as the key player in a game, you have captured the whole essence of an audience. Because once they start learning how to play the game, I mean, I had a guy on here, I was kidding with him. I said, I remember the day, man, you came in and you were sitting in Sector 1 and you asked, well, how do I move from sector to sector? I mean, you know, how can somebody gain an interest in a game, okay, that didn't understand anything? Once you learn how to move, once he's playing at some ships, it brings the imagination out, and it takes new strides in imagination along with the strategy. Because as soon as you add gold edits, the strategy of the game's changed.
Right.
As soon as you go to MBDS mode versus standard mode, you're in another strategy altogether. And so it just tweaks the imagination all over the place.
Well, that and the versatility of the current version that EIS has out there, I think lends itself well to keeping people interested in playing the game. You know, the that have lots of graphics. Take up a gig of hard drive space, you know. And then they play Trade Wars and they're surprised. Version, you know, one, you know, and now they're seeing this and they say they can't even understand how we you know, grew to this point. And, you know, it's just funny that the game was named, you know, Trade Wars 2002. And here we are coming up on that date, and
some of the biggest
distance, you know, in the 80s.
Yeah, and some of the biggest changes that ever happened in the game are coming when?
In 2002.
Isn't that amazing?
that's a big part of the reason why we're trying to really push the development of the new release of Trade Wars 2002, because we'd like to release it in that year. We want it to be a rebirth of Trade Wars.
Well, I, you know, there's a word, and I don't know if you've heard it. I'm sure you have if you're the hat that I think you are, but the word synchronicity comes into play here. There's, you know, there's no accident. I mean, maybe in our thoughts there is, but heck, you know, 2002, folks, that's when the big changes are coming to TW 2002. And call it by design, call it by fate, call it by divine intervention. It's happening. And that's why we're here talking to Gypsy tonight. Gypsy, there was a statement made, okay, by Alex on this radio station Sunday night, and I asked you about it earlier today. And yes, we do know that Augie is part of the EIS development team, correct?
He is.
Okay.
He's a part of the leadership of the team.
Okay, and rightfully so. Okay, I'm not going to bash Alex. I do enough of that.
You know, before you go any further, I want to go on the record because there's a lot of people that have certain thoughts about Augie, and some are good and some are bad, but the one thing that you cannot dispute about the guy is that he has Trade Wars' best interest at heart.
Oh, yeah.
He has been a tireless promoter of the game since I left the community. Anything that I did up to the time that I took the war room down, you know, and I know that I did a lot. And I'm not, you know, not trying to sound big-headed or anything about that. But when I left,
you have a right to.
Augie stepped in and raised the bar.
Right.
And right now, his work on the 3.x version with JP is unparalleled. And he's not the only one. There's quite a few. You know, people out there who worked on the beta team for the game server, and those people deserve credit too. Crunch managed the beta team, who you know, worked really hard to look at the bugs and the players that went in and actively, you know, tried to find, Bud. This is not one guy's work
that
has got us to this level. JP deserves the lion's share of the credit, but there are few gaming communities that could compete with the type of loyalty and love that the Tradeworks community has for its game.
I don't think, and I'm stretching it here, and I'll get back to where I was going with a kitchen table that has the foundation base of the player support that TW2002 has.
I agree.
And, you know, what's that? Who has that Monopoly game? Whatever company that owns it, I can't think of them off the top of my head. Huh?
Milton Bradley
missed their calling with Trade Wars 2002. I mean, good God Almighty. If Monopoly has been around for as long as it has been, so has Trade Wars in its own right. Where I was going before, with the question about Augie, and please, you know, everybody knows me and Augie go toe-to-toe all the time, and ego the size of the moon. Well, let's just take in Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto. He's got one of them massive egos, and you know, that pisses some people off, but that's okay. You know, he in his own right has done so much for the game, and I'll never take that away from him. If I'm in the middle of a heated argument with him, I will still say I respect you for what you're doing and have done. But he came on the other night, and it really got everybody's attention. I mean, my email went crazy. That's why I dogged you for, what, 2 days now? An email saying, come on, man, get back with me. He stated that since the name Trade Wars 2002 was sold...
I don't want to speak about the contractual agreement between EIS and Realm Interactive.
Right.
I can tell you that we are... are currently working on a new release that's going to be called Tradeworks 2002. I will tell you that the scope of the contract does not include or preclude that advancements can be made to the current game.
Okay.
And that's what we're working on, making advancements to the current game.
So if JP feels it necessary to add an alien race in there, he can.
That is pretty much already a reality because of the gold.
And this is not precluding our conversation earlier today, but I had thought about this. Me and Big D and several other people have talked about it out there, and there was talk at one time about the game being able to jump from one server to another server. You hit a black hole and you're on, say, Silver Wing server, okay? And you hit sector, say, 666, okay? And next thing you know, you're in the middle of a game on Augie server.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a feature that I can't give you a definitive answer on that. There will be added features to the current tech version.
Okay. Excuse me. Can you elaborate a little bit on TW Turbo? Do you know anything about that?
That's not in our scope of the team.
When you were around, right? They don't call me a radio host for no reason. But now comes the word Jumpgate. These are features that are promised, okay, and then...
I don't really want to use the word promised on TV, because, to be honest with you, Ed, we have a lot of things that we want to add, and we have a lot of things that we think we will add, but we don't want to say that we're going to promise features are going to be in the new release or even in Jumpgate. What we will say is we want to put certain things in, and we'd like to see them, you know, but we don't want to promise anybody anything, because in the development stage, a lot of things just aren't as feasible as you think they are.
Right.
So, you know, you get to a point where it's just unworkable and you can't get it in there.
That's like a...
And then when it's not there and you've made these promises, then
right.
your community down.
Well, that's why I was asking, you know, telling you earlier today when I was talking to you, the imagination. I imagine what an ISS looks like. I imagine what my planets look like. I imagine what it's like traveling from sector to sector. Again, we play on the thing imagination. And, you know, these are the key things that I think that is so attractive to the game. And I think this is what people are really looking at, saying, oh, my God, you know, are we going to be able to continue to have this? Am I wrong in saying this?
The release that we're planning on putting out, our main goal is to incorporate the feel and the spirit of the text version.
Okay.
And to add graphics to it, but as well as to keep the imagination interactivity level.
Okay, and nobody's asked this question. By the way, folks, if you have a question for Gypsy, please go to the forum off of our website. There's other avenues, too, to get to it, but if you don't know for sure, the best way I can tell you is to go to our website, civillinkstwgs.com, go to the menu page, select WJL page and forum, click on it, go to the bottom of the web page, and click on Trade Wars Anonymous, and come into Soul's Palace, and then you'll see the topic for tonight is Live with Gypsy. Post your questions there, and we'll get them to Gypsy here in a little bit. But I haven't seen this question arise yet out of this, and I was kind of hoping somebody would have asked it besides the radio host. We've got a lot of people out there working on helpers, okay? Scripts. You know the days of no scripts. I mean, you know, getting in there and finger picking away and build the universe. But we had a scare probably about a month ago. A gentleman by the name of Exide, who has also been a guest on this radio show, developed a program called PWX Proxy. And he made a SSM script that literally lopsided the game. I mean, it just totally annihilated any reason to play the game unless you're evil and want to make $100 million an hour in credits. That scared a lot of people, and it got released to a few people, and those few people unofficially released to others. You know how that works, and it's become like a little cancer out there. And my main concern is no matter how you develop this game, okay, I'd like to see JP, yourself, Alex, somebody out there. We have controls as far as cycles per, you know, second being able to put in the game and slow the game down a little bit, ship movement and so on like that. But we've got to keep in mind there's some pretty high-tech people out there, okay, that, and I say it many times, the game's gotten away from playing the game anymore to play it, or from playing against players, but playing against the game, okay, to find the loopholes, to find out, you know, what happens, you know, and so on and so forth. On limited games, some people take tongue-in-cheek, saying, man, you know, ain't nothing, why do you play Trade Wars and play unlimited turns? It's a feature. It's another part of it. So, you know, these things happen. Is there any future plans of maybe taking some kind of control and giving it to the SysOp of being able to control the type of programs that are being used within the server?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm not real familiar with the TW proxy. If my information is correct from what I do know about it, the script that you're referring to, where you make $100 million an hour, is only good in high turn games or unlimited turn games.
Correct.
So right there, I mean, you can defeat that by just not having a high turn game. To be honest with you, the current setup of the game allows for scripts, and if you, as a game op or a sys op, decide to have a high turn game, or unlimited turn game, then you're going to have people that with always-on connections that can run a script, and they will do that. The power that you have as a game op is to simply limit the turns or limit the time online. That's the decision that the game op makes before the game starts.
Right.
And that's been around, scripts have been around for as long as I can remember. They weren't as predominant as they are today. And there's some issues arising in the game now because of the speed of connection, the speed of the computer that the games are running on are, you know, for the most part higher.
I remember my 386 DX.
Right. And that causes problems in itself. Tradeler's, the architecture was really never designed to handle the type of play that it's getting now. A lot of the problems that game ops are seeing right now, I mean, TIS, you know, mainly is due to the fact that everybody wants to turn off the delays in the game.
Right.
Because if you leave the delays on in the game, then people equate that with lag.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the trade wars basically will throw as many commands as, you know, you can type. You know, and if you're sending 20 or 30 commands a second, you know, that's going to cause lag.
Own
right. So they're kind of, you know, cutting their nose off to spite their face.
Well, one of the things I've asked JP for, and I think several others I've seen in EIS to ask, is toggles, okay, in the trade war settings, okay, ship movement, okay, then it affects every game on the board, okay, and if there is some way to toggle these individually in between games, then, you know, we can have the outlandish... Let me give you my opinion on unlimited turn games, okay? They create a lot of attention, they create a lot of activity, because a lot of new players get involved in those games because there's room for mistakes,
right.
Okay? You and me, or Augie, or Space Ghost, or, you know, the players out there that have been around for a little while, we can sit down on a 250-turn game and in 6 months have a hell of a time, okay, and produce what they've available, okay, to the sysop or the game op to make these things on individual basis for the games. I think that's a very positive addition. And, you know, I hope that, you know, JP, yourself, and the powers to be think about that, because the more control the sysop has, the better the games can be.
We are definitely looking at putting more features for the game op to have greater control over the individual games on their individual servers. I can't say that you know it's coming out anytime soon, but like the playing versus
script.
Nobody, well, at least nobody in the development team or in the, you know, as far as who's working on it. We would like to see the game go back to a point where it wasn't in the beginning, where you're playing against the other people in the game, where you don't have an unfair advantage because you have a ping time of 50, you know.
Right.
And that's basically where we're at right now. If you have good scripts and you have a good connection, you don't have to be that great of a player.
Right.
It used to be, you know, where you're playing on a 9600 baud modem. Even when it was the 28.8 dial-up world.
I can go back earlier.
The game filtered most of that out for itself. There was a time, and I was one of the biggest proponents of it, was, you know, when I to say that a helper doesn't make a player,
mm-hmm.
or a script doesn't make a player. I've always said that a helper or a script will make a bad player faster, and it'll make them bad faster, and it'll make a good player a cable modem. And you're playing on a pretty decent connection server, and you have the right script. I think that you don't have to have the knowledge of the game that you once had to have to dominate. And that's something that we're looking at for the new release, and making it more of a balanced atmosphere.
Okay, let me just touch base on a couple of things that we've already discussed. So. Most importantly, EIS is going to be around.
That's correct.
Okay. Most importantly, JP is going to continue to maintain TW2002 in its present way as we know it.
That's right.
Okay. JP is not going to Hawaii or to the Cayman Islands and retiring from the money that he received from Realm Interactive and say, to heck with the Trade Wars players.
Well, I don't want to speculate on the contractual agreement that his goal, which is to create an online a gaming company with EIS that is has more than the current scope. Now, if JP was to win the lottery tomorrow, I don't know.
I tell all my Trade Wars buddies goodbye.
And you know, knowing JP the way I do, he may, if he was to get a lot of money like that, he's the type of guy that may just throw $1 million at this project and say to hell with the publishers and put it out the way he wants.
Yeah, for anybody, let me tell you something. This is how I imagine JP, and you know him better than me or probably anybody else out there. But here's a man, I imagine, sitting behind a computer all like it, and tape around the center of his eyeglasses, okay? And I'm and here's this guy getting all these bug reports every day, all right? Scratching his head and trying to figure out what's going on, reading tons and tons of lines of programming, and trying to connect all this scrambled eggs, because I've had somebody that at one point had a chance to see the insides of Trade Wars 2002 when Gary had it, and it was described to me as taking scrambled.
The code is, I don't know, I can't really think of a good word to put it. It's not, the code wouldn't compete with the types of codes that are written today. It was done well at the time,
mm-hmm.
For the time that it came out. The challenge that JP faced with updating Gary Martin's version is that JP is an awesome programmer. He's not just a good programmer, he's an awesome programmer. And he wanted to build it from the ground up. But he worked with it from what it was, and that probably takes a better programmer than building it from the ground up. As far as being skinny and coat glasses and a pocket protector, well, I guess that's everybody's stereotype with somebody that's
well, where I was going with that is here he is getting all this stuff off of EIS alone, not to mention from the beta testers,
right?
Not to mention from the jerk punk sysops like me emailing them every 5 minutes when there's a problem. Okay. He's sitting there trying to find all this out. Where does he have time to think of anything else for the future?
Well, I got to tell you.
He has to get, he must get a good line of drugs. That's all I can say.
I don't want to speculate on that.
Anybody that's doing what he's doing, putting up with what he's doing, as Space Ghost says, Prozac, okay? The man must have a limited supply of the best Tijuana I've ever seen. I think
John's the type of guy that probably gets his high from looking at code.
Damn. tell you what, you'll see there's going to be a few more. Here and you don't know how to get here, just go to the website, silverwingstwgs.com, go to the main page, click on WEJL webpage and form, and then come over to the webpage, and you'll see at the bottom of the webpage, after you see my good-looking picture, you'll see a little thing there that you can click on that's Trade War Anonymous. Click on Rick here, Gypsy. I can't call you Rick, man. We were discussing that earlier today, what to call you on the radio, because you've been called so many things.
I'm sure I'm still actively being called a lot of different things, but I only answer to a couple.
I hear you, bro. All right, Fuseblown, who, in my opinion, has probably one of the best websites in the Trade Wars community. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it.
I have actually. Looked at that website, and I really like the layout of it a lot.
Oh, it's one of the most professionally done websites, in my opinion. I don't have a bunch of naked girls with pierced tits hanging from scaffolding.
There's nothing wrong with naked girls with pierced tits, though.
Well, I mean, you know, you go to Augie's website, man, it ain't no telling what you're going to see there. and if you never talked to him on the phone and just looked at his website and looked at his postings, okay, you would say, this guy is a total creep, okay? But when you talk to him on the phone, it's almost like the nicest kind of guy you ever talk to. And, you know, if you hear a bad word out of his mouth, you know he's forcing himself to do it. You know? I mean, oh, I'll smack him around. He's a fat little boy over there in California. I can call him that now because I saw his picture. And, okay, going back to that as of late, I'm very excited. So are we, Fuseblown. That's why we got the man here. Question: I'm not sure how much you want to. You should say at this point. But where do you think? But where do you see Team EIS Trade Wars 2002 in a couple of years? You kind of touched on that a little bit. But let's take it 5 years from now. Say year 2006.
Wow, 5 years.
I hate doing that to you.
I don't want to go out 5 years, but the goal to partner with us on it, get it out there the way that we think that it should be out there, work on the server, add some features to that, and possibly. That's about a little teaser.
Yeah, well, I'm still going to ask you, man, jump gate.
Yeah, jump gate. Jumpgate is going to be a reality.
Okay.
I'm not going to go into the specifics of the features. I will say that it'll benefit both the players and the game ops.
Okay.
We have Micro who for Micro's game server working on it. He is a part of the team. I think only good things about him and his ability to get things done. So I see that as a value-added feature to the server.
Okay. Year 2002? Is that going to be a reality?
As far as Jumpgate,
mm-hmm.
we hope to release it with the new release on the server. If not sooner.
Oh, okay. Because that seems to be a couple of questions I had on ICQ earlier today from people that were not going to be available for tonight's interview. Okay, thank you, Fuseblown. Big D, he was our sysop over on Silver Wings, and probably the only reason you're talking to me tonight because he got me motivated back into the game to come in with my hand grenades and sticks of dynamite to make my way to where I am today. But he says, hi, Rick. When I hear the name Gypsy, I think of the early days of Trade Wars. I wonder why. Now you're associated with the new changes. Do you think these changes will bring more players onto the Trade Wars scenes and promote more servers to come about? That's a loaded question there, because we have seen TWGS come and go. And it's so important to me to see more servers come about, and I think this is where he's coming about, too.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I think, like I said earlier, I think right now Trade Wars is as popular, if not more popular, than it's ever been. I think that nothing but good things can happen from EIS and Realm doing parallel versions of Trade Wars. I think hopefully we'll see new people interested in the game, and I think they will.
Well, that's just like this radio thing. It's a new idea, it's catching on, and, you know, it's informative, and people are getting good information. So that's what we're trying to do at this end, too, is stimulate people to get involved in the game, get involved in TWGS, and become part of the community that's been around for, man, we talked about it earlier. Do you remember the name of the very first game that had anything to do with this?
That's up for debate, but Yankee Traders and Outpost Traders were a couple of firsts. There was actually the actual first game was called Star Trader,
right?
Which was released in a programming book, and that's where basically everybody got their idea for it. Gary's first version was 2001, and you know the game has branched a few times. There was about 5 years ago, maybe my memory just leaked with age, but...
You're a youngster, man.
There was a person that was trying to do a Trade Wars. And I can't even remember the name of it now. But he actually had a little demo up, if I remember correctly, right around 98, I think. And that's the neat thing about Trade Wars is the community basically is self-sustained.
And the communities, like I said, the foundation of this is what's going to maintain it over the years to come. I mean, Monopoly.
That's what we're patting on.
Well, let me tell you something. If anybody from Realm Interactive is listening, I have talked to Sal over there and trying to get them to. Get back with me to come on the radio and answer their side of what's going on. But a little bit more, you know, if they're listening out there, you have no idea what you got yourself into.
I think they do. I think that's why they came after the name.
Well, they never ran against people like Cruncher. They never ran against people like Augie, you know, wanting things done. I mean, you know, these are people that will tell you how it is. And, you know, that's what I'm playing with right there. I'm not saying it in a negative manner. I'm just saying they're going to get a foundation of people. If it's not done right, buddy,
I think that their version, and that's what I want to clear up with people, they're the core element. Or it should have.
Right.
It's not going to be what we think of Trade Wars or what we think the future of Trade Wars would be, I don't believe. I think that, like I said before, I think if you enjoy playing Trade Wars, you will enjoy playing Dark Millennium because the developers that are working on it are ex-Trade Wars players.
Right.
And they do have a good core of programmers.
It's going to be, the bottom line, Rick, is going to be that if I want to play StarCraft, I log off Trade Wars and play StarCraft.
That's right. It's just an extra option for Trade Wars.
Right. And, you know, you've heard him say it here. I've had him repeat it numerous times, so there's an end to the, if anything, better things coming for the present program.
That's correct.
Okay, let's go back to another question. Everyone, I'll get to yours in a minute because I've got some questions on them on that too. And when you're talking to, in my opinion, Elvis was the king of rock and roll, and John Glenn was the famous astronaut to launch off and orbit the Earth, and Gypsy here kind of made his big mark with us in Trade Wars, so he's kind of up there.
I think I'm more the Jerry Lee Lewis.
Funny you should.
That's tough company to be put in with.
Well, you're there, my friend, in my book. And I said, man, so that's another question I'll have for you in a minute. But, okay, Speedy out there, old Speed Bump, hey, I'm glad you're listening tonight. He's been doing everything he can to stay connected on that 56K modem out there all day. Given the fact that the War Room is no longer, whose website, in your opinion, has done the best in bringing the feel of the War Room back to Trade Wars?
You know, to be honest with you, I think that I had a lot of features that I had more features than I think any of the individual websites have, because, like I said earlier, there was not the amount of websites out when I first started. In 94, in the latter part of 94, I'm pretty sure there was only maybe two or three other Trade Wars websites, and they were basically file sites. As far as the Trade Wars websites today, I think the Stardock, the Home Sector, is probably the cream of the crop, as well as She's Loan site. I think Mana. Kind of nice with it.
For a kid on drugs, it's okay.
You know, I think that he's continuing his job. I can remember when he first started that fight, and it's come a long way.
He looks like he still needs diapers, man.
He seems to me like he's been going to college for 8 years. He should be a doctor by now.
He's one of them professional students and stays high all the time, man. He just makes us old timers envy.
I think that I'm trying to think of the website now, because I go there every once in a while. I do look at the website as they are, you know, out there today. I look at them two or three times a week just to try and...
You've been to ours?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I've been to yours. A lot of your links don't work. You need to get working on that.
Are there links? Big D, you better get out there. Let me tell you something.
The links that are up there work, but a lot of the features aren't on there yet.
Oh, if you're going into the news stuff, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
It's gone. That's gone because I got tied up with the radio station, and, you know, I just couldn't keep the news page and this and the BBS and all that stuff I was telling you about going. So my apology for the links on the news page.
I think that the website, the current crop of websites that are out there now, I think they do a really good job of promoting the game. There's some that are, you know, better than others, and I don't want to knock anybody's website or get anybody's website, because
that's my job, man.
being a former developer, it takes a lot of work to and you pour a lot of work and a part of yourself into those websites, and even if somebody else doesn't think the colors and the fonts look good or whatever you're doing.
As some people said,
I guarantee each individual person with the website out there really liked it when they put it up.
Right.
Well, I don't want to knock anybody's site. I think Shoes Loans is probably the most professional looking.
I agree with you.
I think Augie's is probably the best all-around site.
Augie's too wild.
Stuff like that. I think basically every site now has news, and I'd rather, you know, pretty much go to the EIS forum.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of biased there because I wrote that forum. But
did you?
I think that's still a pretty good example of a tech forum. We need to, John, when he took it over, he's a good programmer, but he doesn't work in Perl and kind of just threw it up. There's a lot of options for that when the archiving of the base page needs to be taken care of. But.
Well, you know, I'll give my opinion. I'm known to do that on occasion here. But I have to stand by, you know, agreement with you that Fusebone has probably, when he's at it now, he has had a few problems, you know, in real life and stuff, but when he's at it, it is the most informative and updated news and information of what's going on in the Trade Wars community. And professional, you know, looks, it's just there. I mean, if you've seen his picture and seen what he looks like in real life and I think Stone Three Sheets Into the Wind, you'd go, how could a kid like that figure out how to put up a nice fight? but he's cool, and I said it several times on here, Fusebone's probably got the top-rated site when it comes to looks and information. My opinion, the second one that falls in there, and there's a lot of people working hard, and don't take it wrong in what me or Rick's saying here. Anybody that takes the time, as I know that it takes to put a website up, we're not dogging anybody for what they have or don't have, but this is just impressions that I get when I go to the website. Man of Night, if he keeps updated, has got the next one. But as far as the personal touch, the off-the-wall world out there, Augie carries it, okay, with his site. But, alright, enough about websites, because as far as I'm concerned, the me anytime besides Silver Wings now is gone.
The new EIS site should open some eyes as well.
Okay.
We got some good people working on that.
Well, I heard you had, and, well, it's like this form here. Revised Code has done an excellent job with this form that we've got going over here, and I kind of like it, and he's kind of, what Revised Code is doing, and I think everybody knows what I've been trying to do over the past few months, is make a unity in the trade wars community, and, you know, we kill each other and scream and holler and bitch and moan at each other in the games and outside the games, but the foundation has got to stay strong. And by bringing the foundation into a central corner, I think is a good idea. And Revised Code is doing a good job on that by getting with all the SysOps and servers and trying to unite them into one central location to where, like your jump gate in my imagination will do for the TWGS. And so, yeah, I think it will. Let's see. Okay, back to fuse blowing again. Oh, wait, did I read Big D's last one? Okay, no, I guess I didn't. Will the new game require TWG servers to upgrade to higher equipment and more expensive connections to be able to run it? If so, will this prevent the smaller server from running TWGS?
The server as it stands now and the text version as it stands now, our goal is that we keep it exactly as with the requirements that it has now.
Oh, okay.
We have plans to upgrade the new server to run the new game, and I want to make clear that the new release is a separate entity from the text version.
Okay.
It's a new release. It's not an update of 3.1. It's not going to be Trade Wars 2002.4.0.
Okay. I understand. If anybody questions that, just write a question in the forum. Okay. Fuse blown. Okay, well, we did touch this, and so you know it's not me. Somebody else asked the same question, and you kind of stepped around it, and they asked again. You mentioned making it more balanced for players with slower connections versus players on faster connections. What happened to TW Turbo? Wasn't that supposed to bring about this balance?
I can't really speak about TW Turbo because I'm not involved in it.
Okay.
So who handled that? Huh?
Who handled that? I'll get him on the rail and hold up to it.
You have to check it on the website. I believe there's still some information up about TW Turbo. It's not a part of our development right now. We are actively trying to figure out to bring balance back, or not back to the current version, because the current version is basically going to remain as it is. It's going to be stable. We hope that everything will be euphoria with it. But
you'll never please everybody, buddy.
Right, yeah.
that there'll always be a soul out there somewhere.
That comes up that you don't foresee. You try to plan for everything, but sometimes things slip through the cracks. But we don't want to make any promises about it, but our goal is for the new version to be as balanced as possible. If you choose to be blue or you choose to be red, we want you to still have the enjoyment of the game.
Right. Okay. Let's see. I got some comments out there, and old Fusebones gave me some ridicule there. We'll leave him alone on that one.
Unfortunately, see, I'm at my aunt's house, and I'm not able to be connected at the same time. Otherwise, I could see that. So.
Well, I won't mislead you. I'll take you right to the path and watch your back for you, bro. Ain't nobody going to get away with nothing with the man from Trade Wars here. Okay, so, Jesse, now let's throw everything out there. We've covered EIS. We've covered some of the things from, you know, what you could talk about as far as Realm Interactive, and kind of gave us an idea that it's, you know, what I've been saying all along. It's just another StarCraft game coming up. And I'm not playing it down. I'm just saying it's another game, you know, that we have a choice to, and us as Trade Wars community, we'll probably buy it, and we'll play the heck out of it too, and there goes the rest of our life. I mean, you know.
I think that release, what I will say about Dark Millennium is I think that the people that are working on it are going to put out a good product.
What other games do they put out?
They are, I believe, the first organized release.
Okay. Man, what a way to go. I mean, what a game to pick. I mean,
right.
To me, it's the monopoly of Milton Bradley. I mean, you know.
I will tell you this, there's been a number of people that have approached EIS with the idea of putting out another trade war, a graphical 3D interactive release of Trade Wars, and John decided that Realm Interactive was the best of those candidates. I will say this, John's not allergic to making money,
right?
But that's the point. You know, I mean, he basically is working towards other goals, and Trade Wars is a good film.
Yeah, I'm always dogging the players, you know, all the time, and you know, it costs money for me to put up anybody to put up a TWGS, you know, not to mention it's on your system, you've got your connection, and then you know, the time that you spend on it and all that, and, you know, try to squeeze anything out of these players. I mean, to support the TWGS is out there is almost like saying the moon's made out of cheese, you know, I mean.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, the major BBS version was much more of a financial burden
than it has. Yeah, and plus it's, you know,
I agree.
There's an effort. Well, it's like my system that I'll have set up here in the next 2 to 3 weeks. You know what SDSL is. It's, you know, the Prime Dime, and I'm getting the Platinum Plus, you know, connection from Verizon, and it's a little over a T1 connection. And, you know, I'm paying $160 to the ISP for it a month, and I'm paying $130 a month to Verizon. You know, for what? To provide something for the people out there. And there's other people. Augie spends tons of money on his equipment, okay, to make these things possible for his players. You know, they don't dog as much as I do because I'm more outspoken, okay, than I guess some of the people out there about the financial end, because I'm a business person. I've been in marketing and business and so on like that for years. And, you know, it takes money to keep things flying, and that's why I stand in JP's corner for what he did, okay? The man had a right to do what he did to raise funds to continue with what he's going to do for the future of what we have. And anybody out there that dogs him for it, I hope you get a pod and learn how to enjoy it.
the people in the community need to look past the agreement that he's made with Realm, because it really has no effect on the current game or the future of the game.
All right. let's go through a couple things, because I know you got to work tonight. You told me that, and I know you're not at home, so you're going to have to do a little traveling, so we don't want to keep you out here all night. Although I'd love to, but the door's always open, the radio's always open to you anytime, as I told you before, anytime you want to come back. But now, let's go to Gypsy. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Come on, man, when are you coming back home?
As far as playing?
Yeah.
I don't see myself playing any games in the foreseeable future.
Oh man.
It's too much of a time drag on me. When I was playing actively, I worked for an ISP and it was easy to be connected all the time because that was my job. My former boss probably hates hearing that, but a lot of the time I was working was spent playing trade work. After the current project comes to fruition, I probably will start playing again in the new game and probably some classic games. I have some offers to play in the USO tournament, Batgirl and Guardians tournament. They were pretty hard to turn down. A couple of them actually. I always get a few emails from people I've never heard of that want me to play. And the last time I did that, I think was like a couple years ago at Evolution. And the team that I went in with, I didn't play any of them. It didn't end up so well. And I don't like to set myself up to fail. So there's a certain core group of players, if they start playing again and wanted me to play with them, I probably would try and make time for at least one game.
Well, that's my next question coming up. What happened to the old boys?
Well, Hosen is still, Walter is still active and he's still around. He plays on a local dial-up BBS there and playing with Heimdan. I lost track of Matt kept in touch with a lot of the people from the original Cardass. And it's too bad because I miss a lot of those people.
Yeah.
It was a very tight knit community.
Yep. I remember them days. So what you're saying is if I invited you to play a game on Silverwings TWGS and I'll even name a game after you, man. I mean, you know, Gypsy's Realm, you know, Gypsy's War Room, something. I couldn't get you to make a guest cameo or something like that.
I, believe it or not, in the last year or two, I have stepped into a few games under a different name and played.
Okay. Well, we all can dream that we're playing against Gypsy as we're riding around in a pod out there.
I never was as good a killer as Hosen was.
Oh, man. I don't want to even... You know, I almost hit the cough button when you said Hosen. I used to play on Outlaw a lot. Okay, you remember that one?
Yeah.
And Hosen came over there. And this is all, heck, what, 2 years ago? I don't know. I can't keep track of time. I came in there, and the man kept me in a pod for 2 weeks. I mean, I could not get, you know, these people complain every day on Silver Wings, and I see them complaining on other servers that, you know, new game bangs, they can't get the start out for 2 or 3 days.
Right.
What are they bitching about, man? You get against Hosen, okay? You never see start out, man.
There's a lot of the new breed of players, and I call them new breed, and I really shouldn't differentiate between new players and old players, because there are still some active players that were playing 5 or 6 years ago, but there are some that I've seen that are pretty good at selling and pretty good at hunting and invading, but there's still nobody. I've never seen anybody that was intuitive at waxing people or those.
And he told me one time he had no script.
No, he does. He never. You have to really force him to even play with a helper.
Because I got on there one night, And I said, man, if it wasn't for your blankety-blank scripts and this, that, and the other thing, man, I'd wax you every time. He says, dude, I don't use a script.
I bet he enjoyed hearing that. That probably cost you a couple extra trips.
Oh, it did. That, you know, I would quit playing for a week thinking that maybe, you know, he'd forget about me.
Yeah.
And as soon as I logged in, buddy, pow. And I'm like,
Walter is definitely old school. The problem that I always had, and Jose and I were court mates a lot, the main problem that I always had with them is I'd go to bed and I'd wake up and there'd be 750 or 800,000 fighters gone. He'd find a sector that had some stuff in it, and he'd go and take it, you know. And the last time we played together was on Ripper's DDF, which was actually my last game. Playing under Gypsy. We were playing against the Sysop, who was T-editing against us. And he tried to make it look like he wasn't, so he waited a while. He had already been built up, and Maverick was one of my Reds, and Budweiser was a Red, and the Riddler.
Oh, there's another one.
And if you want to talk about a guy that could write scripts,
mm-hmm.
I still don't know anybody that can write scripts like the Riddler. And that kid was like 14 or 15 years old. He was just phenomenal at writing scripts.
Yeah.
And Cal Durack was on that corp, and me and Hosen. And Hosen and I were, and the rest of the guys were evil. And we had a lot of fighters. And one day, and I was the overall CEO of that team, and one day I came in, and there was about, we were down to like, I don't know, he cut our fighters in half. He took them from defense, he took them from sectors, he took them from my ship, and he took them from everywhere. And we just went round and round for, you know, a couple of hours about that. And that wasn't the first, and it'll probably, if we ever play again, won't be the last. Posing figures a good offense is all you need.
Yeah.
And a lot of times he's right. You know, I've never really seen him make a blunder. I'm the type of CEO, or I was the type of CEO that liked to minimize the chance of having mistakes.
Right.
He was more of a reckless, or is more of a reckless player. But it always seems to work out for him, and that's why, you know, he's in the Hall of Fame. And
well, maybe Space Ghost can learn something from him. Space Ghost is reckless, but nowhere near as accomplished as Hosen
was. Well, I don't think there's anybody out there right now that's currently playing that's as accomplished as Walter is. I'm not saying that there won't be people that in the future that end up, but you got to remember, you got to have longevity like you have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that handle on so many different game servers, and I'll tell you, I played over at Ripper, and I played over at Outlaw, and I was on your server for a while, and you know, I was one of the guys that would get killed and say, well, let me go find a game that I can survive a little bit, because, you know, I'm a farmer. I enjoy, you know, building and stuff, and that's why I'm kind of a gold edit type person in my games, because I like the building. Okay, and that brings us to questions that are coming up here, and they're all pretty much Aaron and a couple others out there are asking the same thing, and I'll go ahead and ask you too. Strategy. I ask all the top players this, and even, you know, the newbie players, you know, what's your strategy? We've got USO coming, okay? You've seen the teams coming in there. You may know some of them. You may, you know, sit there and not know a whole bunch of them. I know several of the teams right now that, personally, I wouldn't waste my time going into the game because, you know, it's just going to be a bloodbath. I waste my time. That's the wrong thing to say. I'm not trying to say the game's not worth playing. I'm just saying, you know, I get really upset when I get potted. But like a game like the USO, okay, this is the third year running, okay? You've got two fine people putting it on, Guardian and Bad Girl. It's going on a fine server, okay? It's got a good reputation, and that's Stardock DBS, which I hate to even say that word because I wish he would have kept it home sector, but I understand some of his reasons behind it. But it's going to be on Stardock DBS, a good server, stable server, fast server. good game ops, good settings, if they're anything like they've been in the past. What would you do if Gypsy walked in there and popped himself in Sector 1 and there he is?
Well, I think that I have a manual that I wrote four years ago or something like that. And it was written for the Major BES, and it was written before PW Pro came out. Or I think PW Pro had just came out. And it has a section on strategy, and I still, if you want to pick that up, I think Hunter has it at her site.
Okay.
I still think that that's a pretty good way to start any game. And basically, the main points of it are you get in and you try and get as quick a start as possible, but you also leave your set games is running them out on set counts. Don't want to. I mean, if you're an established player, you already have a bullseye,
right?
You know, and people are already going to be shooting at you. But if you're I'm assuming they're asking, you know, what my strategy would be if I was in their position,
right?
You know, a lesser known player, and my strategy would be that I would try and stay low, let the bigger corps fight amongst themselves, let them drain each other's resources off, and step in and sweep up the ashes.
There you go.
I think that's if you're a lesser known player. And there are players out there with abilities that are not as well known.
Well, today's players that I can think off the top of my head that's going to be in this game. You got Prestone. You got Rolodex. You've got Exide. You got Grasshopper. You got Boo Inc. And I'm not leaving anybody out. Just trying to come off the top of my head there. These are the folks that are going to be dominating startup. Okay.
But you got to also remember, though, is that those people are going to be fighting amongst themselves.
Exactly. But, you know, a little bit of my strategy last night when I was talking to Space Ghost, and he kind of laughed at me. But it's worked, okay, in a couple of good games.
Right.
And what I did is I laid back, like you're saying. Okay, I came in. My corp came in. We parked, okay, made our characters. We'd go in and we'd trade a little bit, make cash, stay away from Stardot. Okay, and I read the logs, okay? Logs with the time date stamp are very important.
Right.
Okay, because then you get to see who's at Stardock without having to go there. Okay, because if they're blowing people up coming into Stardock, it's going to be in the logs. Right?
You pretty much have to, in today's games, you pretty much have to assume that Stardock is going to be covered.
Right, for about 2-3 days in the games I've seen going on is what it is. So I stay away from it. If I find a port out there, Class O port, I go ahead and load up with shields and what I can, and if there's aliens in the game, I'll capture a better ship or something like that as I go along, and then I make my way to Stardock, and like you say, let the big boys fight it out and then try to come in there and sweep the ashes up. That's how Soul Hellraiser, strategizes in a big game if I were to go into one. And as was brought out last night, it's been over a year since I've participated in one. But time is just not there no more.
But, I believe that anybody can. I think that I've seen the group of teams that are in the USO. And some of the names I don't know, but a lot of them I do, and I've kept up with Trade Wars even after I was done. I've been a part of the forums, and I may not always post and stuff like that, but I usually always try and read as many posts as I can. So I know some of the players and their reputations, and I know that there's a couple teams in there that probably are the front runners. But I think if you have dedication and you use your turns wisely, that anybody on that list is capable of winning that game.
Oh, yeah.
Or any game for that matter. I think if you use 95% of your turns making money and you use 5% of it to finance the other 5 and you don't waste turns, everything equals money.
Well, look what happened is what's happening in HHT this year. I don't know if you've been, you know, keeping apprised, you know, apprised of it, but virtually Stonewall's been around and some of the other players, but they've never really been together before. And you know, look what they're doing in there. You know, virtually quote the word unknown comes in and they dominate a game. This brings me to a question too that would be of good to hear your opinion on. Game length in tournaments. Personally, I think it's gotten ridiculously long. WTC went for a long time. Bot, good God almighty. I quit going and trying to keep up on Bot because it just got to the point of, you know, two teams and you know, it got, I don't want to say the word boring, but it got, you know, lack of interest on my half, okay? And do you think that time limits, such as the USO is this year, they're putting a 60-day time limit on it. Do you think time limits are good? And then, because it's almost as bad, in my opinion, as loading Terra up every day like I do in a lot of my games, okay? You keep people, you know, farming and keep them happy and keep them fat and growing and building defenses, and they never go out and invade each other, okay? There has to be a point in time in a tournament where there's a final bloodbath. You remember those.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I think I'm a fan of longer games. I do believe that each of the tournaments, I guess there's the four majors now, and I think that those tournaments each fill a niche, and if a 60-day time limit is going to be enforced, that's great, as long as everybody knows it to start with. I think the Battle of the Elite, the DOT e-game, is supposed to be, it's supposed to end with two games, with two teams. And that's the way I envisioned it when we first put it together. The first Battle of the Elite didn't end that way. Sen came in and wiped people out quickly. They dominated the game from the start and dominated it at the end. What I envisioned was, you know, a lot of battles, but in the end of a six-month or so game, there'd be two huge corporations. And at some point, they have to fight each other. It takes its natural course. When you get that type of caliber of players together, and
maybe my point, I'm misunderstanding my own point. My point is, instead of calling a game, okay, and somebody saying, I give,
right,
okay, that happened in Bot.
Right.
Okay. No, you don't give, okay.
I'd much rather have somebody submit to me than to invade them.
Oh, no, man. Jesse saying that?
I'd much rather
have
somebody kneel down on their knees and beg me for submission.
I'm a blooder, man. I got to have the blood.
I've never been a killer. I've always been the type of person that wants to just so dominate a game that people have to quit.
Well, I don't know. I think, to me, with the other team, I'm not taking anything away from those games at all. Those were awesome games, and the people enjoyed them that were there. You know, and for the people who were involved in them from the, you know, get-go and the sysops and the game design and all that, you know, I bow down to them on my knees for that. But my point is I'm seeing a submission, okay? I'm sorry, okay? I am not a submissor, you know.
You know, to be honest with you, though, if you think about that, a lot of times it takes a lot more to make somebody, you know, publicly admit that they got their ass kicked than it does to go on like Papa Shannon. Now, on the other hand, you know, I've been involved in hundreds of games, and I've probably seen every way possible to end a game. I've seen where teams are, you know, down to their last planet, and, you know, they got 10,000 fighters, and, you know, there's a million and a half in the game, and they say, screw it, you got to take us out. And, you know, I'll tell you that I respect both types. I respect the person that'll stand up and say, oh, okay, I got my ass kicked, and I respect the person that says, you're going to have to come take every last fighter from me. I don't like when people just quit games.
Right.
I've never liked that. I think that acknowledgement should be made to the team that.
Well, it
there used to be a code. You know, there used to be a code that trademark players played by.
That's right.
You admitted it.
That's what I'm hitting at.
As much smack as you wanted, but when you got beat, you admitted it.
That's what I'm hitting at. The old code. Because, you know, I can remember days back, okay, where you'd sit there, and today, people come in a game, okay, they work a week or two, they lose all their stuff, and they quit, okay?
Yeah.
They, you know, we're talking about regular games, not tournaments. And they get pissed off and go to another server, go to another game, you know, I call them rebang hoppers on Pure Energy or the other games I've played. Knows that Soul's a farmer, but I'm also an offensive person, okay? I try to dominate. I go back to the old Hosem moments, okay? The lessons I learned from Hosem. You know, everybody dies until I get ahead, okay? And then if it's a non-tournament type game, but too many people are, you know, out there going, I'm not going to waste my time in a game again. With the edits that are in gold today, and a lot of my games are high edit games, a man can come in there, a woman, a player can come in, and start from day one at day 50 in a game and have damn near as much as a person that's been there all 50 days.
Well, not if the person that's been there all 50 days is a good player.
Right.
I mean, it's from the same token of what you're talking about there, though. To make a person submit, you usually have to invade them a few times.
Yeah.
You know, you usually have to smack. I'm not really sure how the HHT or the BS. I would assume that the team that submitted was invaded a few times.
I believe they were.
Right. If not, then
I may be wrong on it.
Has 750,000 fighters, and the other team has 2 million. And you say I give up. Maybe you should be playing checkers or something, because. With that kind of firepower, you know, you seem like you're outdone. But if you do it correctly, you should be able to make them feel the burn. And
yeah.
Especially in a death limit game.
I'm not quite sure how bot ended. I'm assuming folks, okay, because I know Mission Nighthawk was the team that won it, and man, they deserve all the kudos over that way for doing. Some courts, you know, got disorganized and so on and so forth, but it was a good game. I'm not, you know, taking away from that one bit. Finn opened a very good door to the bot. They maintained a high-quality game the whole time it was running. Like I said, I lost interest in it in the last 2 months of it because, I mean, you know, not much going on, you know what I'm saying, when there's only two corps sitting there bombing each other. But, you know, get to the bottom line. I'm a blood and guts type person. I like to, you know, go for the throat and totally annihilate my opposition. And if I lose in the process, then there's no question about it. You know, I'm dead, I'm gone, I'm out. They won.
Well, it's the type of game that you have to play sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just not possible to have an absolute victory.
Okay, now let's go again with Gypsy. Gypsy War Room. You got that thing archived anywhere?
I don't even have a copy of it. I think Augie has parts of it. I don't even have it anymore.
Would you object, like say if Augie does have it? Would you object to him putting it up on his site?
I've given him permission a long time ago to publish anything.
Okay. Because you have so much, buddy. I mean, it's just a shame. No, once you do that, Augie, Gypsy will get back involved in it. Trust me, I have a feeling about this.
I'm not a web developer anymore. I'm not even leading the web development team. I'm the IS.
All right, so. All right, been an hour and a half. Don't want to keep you all that long, like I told you. You go ahead and tell me what you want everybody out there to know. Recap whatever you want to recap, and And we'll start closing this up. Gypsy, we're going to say thank you and good night to him after he finishes up here. So, Rick, dude.
I just want to, reiterate that the reason why I'm back in the community is to promote the new release, CDIS. Anybody that feels like they'd like to be involved in it, please go ahead and send me an email. We are kind of limited by how many people, that we can put on the team and keep manageable. I want everybody to know that everybody should actually be looking forward to the months to come, because they're going to be pretty exciting.
Oh man, you got me all excited just thinking about it. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on the WJL radio station, the official Trade Wars radio network for the Trade Wars community. Important questions needed to be asked, and you gave us some very important answers. And I'll reiterate over and over again your statements tonight on the air. We do have this recorded, and I will rebroadcast this interview over the noon. And I live in a 110-year-old house, okay? And let me tell you, you light a cigarette up, you risk burning it down. And putting 800 ohms in the back of a 200-ohm sound card just don't work, man. But anyhow, we've got it recorded, and I've been watching it since the start of the show, and man, we're going to rebroadcast this one for sure. And the door is open to you and JP anytime. Let me know, call me, email me. You all have an open door to WJL anytime.
Well, we appreciate that, and... teachings and progress that we're making on the game, and I just want everybody out there to stay tuned and keep interested, because and keep up with the support. I've got to I want to give as much credit to everybody out there in the trade work community, from the less known folks, least known person on the way up to the top, accepting any new teacher. It's a credit to the trade work community that we're at the point we're at now.
Well, look at all the imaginations you got working with you.
Well, and I would like to throw out their names real quick too, because the people that are on Team EIS deserve a lot of credit. They're putting in a lot of their time. And I think personally we have one of the best development teams put together. I've seen some bulldozer development teams for some large corporations, and the type of people we have, I think, are some real good ones. Our webmaster, JP, of course, is our lead developer. Craig Castle is our lead technical writer. I am the project manager. We are still currently looking for a marketing manager. We have a lot of applications for the individual team, and we're going to be announcing those soon. Anybody that wants to be involved, they need to go ahead and get that in, because it sounds like a great deal.
I mean, that's my cup of tea, if you can't tell on the radio. anything at all Silver Wings can do for you, JP, for the EIS team, all you got to do is let us know. As far as I'm concerned, it's your home. If you want it, the door is open there. Anything we can do on our side, personally, Sol will gladly do anything. I'm not looking for recognition of nothing, if anything. Just to keep the unity and the Trade Wars community in a forward motion. And,
great. We appreciate your support and everybody else.
Well, you tell that pocket protector Coke bottle glass guy, I ain't such a mean person. let me do one more thing. I'm going to refresh one more time because I don't want somebody out there saying, man, you didn't read my question. And we'll just do it one more time and see if there's any new questions. And there are 8. So, folks, this has been Gypsy. Where are you at, Phoenix?
No, I'm in Ben Harbor, Michigan.
Michigan? Nobody lives in Michigan, man.
We got some good trade work players.
I know you do. I know a couple of them off the top of my head.
I was in Phoenix for a long time, but I'm originally from here.
Okay. Never tell. Live on WEJL. We're going to go back to the music here momentarily. And I'll give you some updates tomorrow night. Don't forget, live again at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're going to have Guardian and Bad Girl with the USO and some chit-chat and all about that. So, folks, stay tuned. I've got some updates for you once I get done with Rick on the phone and get back with you. So, Rick, many, many kudos, buddy. I miss you.
It's been a pleasure. I appreciate it.
Miss you, dude. Get your butt back in here.
All right.
So, all right, folks, we're going back to the music.